I'm going to talk a little bit, actually, we're going to talk a little bit about frequencies and vibrations. And there was this book by Hawkins, and he explains it in that we have vibrations starting at 10 going up to 1,000, right?
So the book is called Power Versus Force by David Hawkins.
And if you would like a scientific explanation of spirituality, mm-hmm. where you can measure the vibration, then I can give you a definition of spirituality is to evolve from wherever you are to the highest vibration that is possible for you, right? And as you go through that, it's also a journey through your seven chakras. So each chakra, the lowest vibration is in chakra 1, the highest in chakra 7. It means that as we go through being human to reconnect to our higher self or true essence, we raise our vibration. Now, who of you would have guessed that the highest vibration is something like love, bliss, that kind of thing, right? So if you want to send out an intention to the universe, if you're sending it out from a high vibration, you will have a bigger ripple effect. It's like your intention is so much stronger. At the other side, if you send out an intention from anger, it also has an effect. Do you see? One is more like connection and a blessing. The other is like a boomerang that always comes back to you. So if you're sending out messages on anger, you're going to suffer through that. If you're sending messages out on love, you're going to experience more love. Yeah?
And the other thing that I found so interesting in that study is to see that anger is a higher frequency than, guess what? Shame and guilt and sadness. So it's easier for us to feel angry. It kind of feels better in your body than if you're feeling sad and shameful. And just to know that taught me a lot in how I help my clients, right? Because anger and shame and sadness, they're sisters. And you've got to really address all of them in work when you really want to have deep transformational work. So it's taught us a lot.
Right. And the other big one is guilt. Mm. You know, feeling guilty, feeling, especially blaming yourself, is also will lower your vibration.
Can I get the picture?
So the purpose is for us to, during the day, to maintain the highest vibration we can, which is just love. And that requires training. And one of the things that, you know, one of the things I was learning with doing these kind of meditations, and we were listening to guided meditation from Yas Mohin, and she was explaining how to bring love into your eyes, to really look into the world with loving eyes, which is totally different than when you just look through your eyes. Do you understand what I'm saying? What if you could bring love in your eyes when you look into the world? Would you see things differently? What if you would believe that everything that happens in your life happens for a reason, and that reason is always to help you to go to a higher level of learning? She's going to make a secret something in the back.
It's a formula. It's a secret formula.
The secret formula. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you just one tip. One of the intentions, because there are many intentions you can set in the morning. So let me give you one that works beautifully all the time. Imagine beginning today that you say, no matter what happens, I'm going to stay in my frequency of love. Would it be a powerful intention, yes or no? Right? You start the day, no matter what crazy things happen today, no matter what bills come that I need to pay, what people say to me, or whatever, I am intending to stay in that frequency of love, and I'm intending to see through eyes of love into the world. That would change your life 100%. If you would do nothing else, and just do that. The second intention I've said for many times, now it's for me 100%, is the intention to be aware of myself while I'm going through the day. Just understand that. If I can see myself doing what I'm doing, I can correct myself. So self-awareness is the number one thing for growth. And that's one of the rules in and principles in quantum. If you can observe something, you can change it. But if you don't observe yourself, you are in what we call autopilot. Most of the things we do, even our emotions, are in autopilot. Does it make sense, true or false? Something happened, we react. Somebody says something, we react. So we are constantly in this autopilot. And what we need to learn is to pause. Somebody does something, breathe, connect, and then ask yourself, how do I want to respond to this situation? Does it make sense? Those are the basic things that if you start changing that, your life will change.